This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Eamon Wall. Wall was born on March 22, 1955, in Enniscorthy, Ireland. He was the son of prominent hotel keepers, and he grew up dreaming of the American West, which is a theme that will appear in our poem for today. Wall received his bachelor's degree from University College Dublin, a master's degree in English from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and his doctorate from City University of New York. His books include Dickman 200th Street, Iron Mountain Road, The Crosses, Refuge at DeSoto Bend, A Tour of Your Country, Junction City, as well as Writing the Irish West and From the Cine Cafe to the Black Hills. He is the past president of the American Conference for Irish Studies. He has won the Michael J. Durkin Prize, and his work has appeared in the Irish Times, the Washington Post, the Chicago Tribune, and many others. He is the Smurfit Stone Professor of Irish Studies at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, and although he has immigrated to the United States, he returns to Ireland often. Today's poem is Brewery Millwheel River Folly. To leave your country and to make your home in another is to belong in two places at the same time. To be an immigrant is to find yourself dreaming of where you came from, and when you return to that first country, to that first home, you find yourself dreaming of your new country. To be an immigrant is to have a double cultural life and a dual history. Today's poem is about a moment when Wall returns to his childhood home in Ireland, only to find one of its familiar landmarks gone. The old brewery in Enniscorthy was once powered by a wooden water wheel. The brewery and the water wheel had fallen into disrepair during Wall's youth. In fact, the water wheel had stopped moving altogether, which made it a river folly, a thing that is attractive, but useless. The poem opens with Wall running along the banks of the river and imagining that he and his friends are Indians from the Wild West of America. As a kid, he is interested in stories of the New World. As an adult, Eamon Wall would live in the places he once dreamed of. He would become familiar with South Dakota and Nebraska. When he had children of his own, they weren't very interested in tales of the Wild West. Instead, they wanted to know about tales from the Old World. They wanted to know about Ireland. It's this duality that I very much appreciate about our poem for today. The stories of the New World and the Old World collide here, and it is worth noting that at the beginning of the poem, Wall uses the word Sioux, which would have been his frame of reference as a child. That word Sioux, however, isn't how the Native Americans of North and South Dakota refer to themselves. They call themselves Lakota, Nakota, or Dakota. You'll notice that Wall uses the word Lakota at the end of the poem. It is a subtle but important, I think, recognition that he understands the American West. I suppose to Americans it might seem unusual that the Irish would embrace and be fascinated by Native Americans. However, colonization and conquest is part of the Irish story. They understand what it's like to have your land stolen, your language suppressed, your religion outlawed, and your natural resources stripped away. If seen through the lens of Irish and British history, it's easy to understand why the Irish always took the side of the Indians. There is one last thing I should mention. Wall uses the phrase JCB in this poem. In Ireland and Britain, a JCB is a tractor. It's a type of backhoe. This is Brewery Millwheel River Folly by Eamon Wall. The folly drove the brewer's wooden wheel before my years of walking home from school. To the old people, it hardly reckoned as a river, though we believed it nothing less. We had daily coursed its banks as bands of Iroquois and Sioux. Our fathers had witnessed the great wheel move. All that we'd observed was water waiting under it. For certain, this moving wheel was another myth to nobly sit with ancient feats performed on hurling fields of yore and heroic nights of drinking on the town. Then we counted history on each mettled hoary gown. With a lolly stick, I had dug into tight crevices around the brewery's outer wall, and bits of quartz and crooked fieldstone I had fingernailed. Giants of men came to quickly roll the wheel away. Dump trucks and JCBs came to fill the folly drained. For how long had the wrecking ball been winding up to strike that mill wheel down? Today, the old people gather on their benches still to catch the river flowing onward for Wexford Town. Gridlocked streets, croppy boys, and blind referees pass another hour as interminable as it is sacred time. I leave them fastened in the month of May to regain the standing walls I had once touched and to record old marks I'd scraped into the brewery wall, if these were feats I'd ever realized at all. 1 week ago today, in South Dakota, I had lulled a child to bed with the promise of another old-world tale, and then sat an hour to watch her sleep on the prairie grounds of the Lakota.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.